day to you. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. MIOUXNIE. You can follow me on all social media at Moni. Moni.com is also a link. Oh my goodness. I've done so much work on my website. So I have completely found a new platform to have my website on. So I'm using a different one so I can integrate Afterpay. And I did this all in within a day and a half, 2 days. And now I have to fulfill orders that I'm getting. So I'm really excited about allowing people. Oh, y'all, you know, y'all like, what in the world? She just came in on the end part of her thought. So I have a website. I had a website before that I was using a certain platform, and it wouldn't allow me to use Afterpay. Afterpay, if you don't know what it is a an app where if a customer wants something, they can purchase it without paying the full fee. They can pay an upfront down payment. And after they pay the down payment, then they can pay the rest in a few weeks. So I have had customers use it already. So I'm very happy about having this option for customers, because I know some of my things, like my bottle art, it's not $5. So, customers may want it, but they were if I could pay it, within the next couple of weeks, do payment plans. I have friends that like some of my paintings, payment plans is just, easier. So they don't have to take the big lump sum out initially. I love it. I'm so glad I have it. So that's what I have. That's one of the options that I have on there. I have uploaded several items already, including earrings. Oh my God, why is this person in the middle of the road? They are just the only person that exists in this world. In their minivan. What type of driver are you? Because you're not a good one, apparently. So I have that, and I'm really excited about it. I was gonna do the Instagram shop again, because I've had that, used it, but they made some adjustments, and I'm not really sure I'm wanting to do that right now. So it's gonna be Moni.com. That's what it is. It's Moni.com. That's where you go and purchase my items. But if you have the Afterpay app, you can actually look me up on there for Gallery of Moni. So that's also possibly an option. I need to look that up. So what else has happened? I am doing everything. I think that I was telling somebody, God's given me these gifts. It's up to me to put them out there for people to see so they can enjoy the gifts. I mean, what would we say if we didn't have what's going on? I mean, not what would we say, because we don't even know what it would be like if we didn't have, if Marvin Gaye didn't give his voice, if Ray Charles didn't give his voice, if the person that started making cars didn't start making cars. You got to start somewhere. The people that have these gifts and have these ideas, you got to put it out there so it can start somewhere at least. And if somebody, takes it from there, they take it from there. But it's up to me to give my music, to give my artwork, to give my skincare, to give me as a math teacher even, because doing my little math videos is up to me. Because maybe I teach it in a way that people can grasp it, and it helps people that, normally wouldn't be able to grasp algebra. So, I mean, I got to put myself out there. I mean, regardless, everything that I'm doing, I'm helping someone else. I'm giving life. I'm not snatching life from nobody. I'm giving life. I'm even giving life with how I'm living my life. because of the like feeling fear and doing it anyway thing. Like, I was thinking just now about the reason why I got on this podcast was about the move, the way I've moved from Charlotte to Raleigh, now to Greensboro 2 years later. I'm like, people will look at me as being all over the place, but it doesn't matter what it looks like to everybody else, as long as you're doing what you need to do for you, because you're in different stages of your life at you know, different stages of your life. So things and how you impact the world is going to be different at different stages of your life. So just respect it. Now, if other people respect it, it really doesn't matter. But you need to make sure that you're doing what you need to do for you and not allowing people's opinions of you to control what you do. Because I could have been like, people look at me like I'm crazy, like I'm wishy-washy. I'm going from Charlotte to Raleigh, and then I only been there for 2 years. They'll say probably I didn't give it a chance, blah, 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 this and this. I don't, you know, we have to, again, we have to live our lives for ourselves. It doesn't matter what people think or what people say. If you choose to live your life going from here to there, and it's making you happy, and you're impacting people in a positive way, then why should people have anything to say? Okay. People are going to have something to say regardless of what you fucking do. If you're staying still, they're going to have something to say. If you're moving all over the place, they're going to have something to say. Whether you're moving all over the place with jobs, with careers. I mean, you have to find what works the best for you. And that's the thing. Sometimes we just allow other people to control our lives. Why? Why? They're supposed to... If we mind our own business, then maybe we'll be happier, because we're doing the shit that we're supposed to be doing for ourselves. We're not trying to tell this person what to do. We're not trying to take this advice from this person and have them tell us what we need to be doing. We need to mind our own businesses. Now, I mean, advice and stuff is one thing, but having somebody literally control our moves is something else. And I've had that in my life before. And that ain't no good look. It don't feel good. I don't like that. I don't want it. That's the reason why I live my life how I live it, because I do what I want to do. And I have the freedom to, I have the freedom to like just move differently. Just allow God to work in my life in a different way. But this is the way that I attract my good energy and my good vibes and my healthy, successful relationships, because I know what I want at this point. And I don't want negativity, negative people aren't progressing. I don't want certain things around me. And like, no disrespect, but if it's not for me, I'm gonna let you go on your way, because we're not gonna be helping each other at all. I understand that you think that you should be my friend, or you think that you should be around me or whatever, but I don't think so. Because we're not helping each other. There comes a certain point that where you got to be like, is this good or is this not good? Okay, this is unhealthy. Let me let this shit go. Let me let you go and let you let me go, please. Thank you very much. Because I feel like we can live a better life like this, because we ain't living a good life, not liking each other and getting mad. So, I don't do that. I don't do that. That fucked up energy. I don't do that. No, I'm good. I'm good. Like, I'll make jokes about it, but I don't want it in my life. Please. Breaks. But I don't like that messed up energy. Leave that. Keep that to yourself, because I don't want it. But I just wanted to be an encouragement to people, because I really think... that I'm about to take off in a major way. And the process that I've endured, I've thought about, oh, it's taking a lot of time. Oh, people are going to get tired of watching me not get there. Because it's been a process, especially over the past 3 years. you know, some people blow up in 3 months. Oh, I was here 3 months ago, and now I'm here, and I'm making six figures a day. And this is 3 months later. I started yesterday, and today I'm a millionaire. Everybody's life isn't like that. So don't envy people's lives. Our process is our process. There's things that we need to learn along the way, especially if we have something great upon us. Sometimes some of the greatness actually is better if you take the time. If it's better if you marinate a little bit longer so you can make sure that you are as tender as you need to be for what God has for you. You need to be able to mentally take some of the things that are going to come your way. And great things and some of the fucked up things that people say. You got to have, you know, thick skin. You got to be able to, you know, have, you know, just, you got to be able to take it. So, I think that at this point, like, I've gone through and I've experienced so much, and it's got me to where I am today, to where I can be a damn near a motivational speaker and inspire people with my life. I've had instance and issue and problem and situation after situation, and it's got me to where I can talk about it, not cry, not be upset, but like, this is an experience, and that person that did this to me is on a different level in life because that's just where they are at that point. I don't know if like I was a negative Nancy. I've always tried to be a positive person, but I mean, I could have been a negative Nancy to some people, and they could have like really hated being around me. I don't know. My vibes could have been really fucked up at a certain point in my life. And it is what it is. But at this point, I know that who I am, where I'm going, what I want, and how I want to inspire people. Now, I know that that things change as life goes on. If I ever, you know, say I do. Okay, yeah. So even if things change, like situations change, you just gotta roll with it. I mean, I never would have thought that I would be exactly where I am today. Never would have thought it. I mean, you can have ideas, you can have goals, but you can't control everything. I don't know if this is blending in with exactly what I was saying, because I literally got a call and it literally stopped. And I was like, oh my God, now I lost my train of thought. But this was just an encouragement thing to you guys. No matter how long it takes, it doesn't matter. Your journey is your journey. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing with your life. You can always change the direction of where you're going. It can always happen. And as you move, you know, and change towards what you want, the feeling that you get, the strength, the power, the how you feel, it changes. When you're going in the direction that you know in your heart, oh, I'm doing the right thing. Oh, I feel this. Oh, and you start attracting better energy to you. You start attracting more good energy to you. So make sure you do what you need to do for you. All right. I just want to make sure y'all know that. Y'all need to make this shit happen. Y'all need to be who y'all can be, who y'all need to be, so y'all can impact the people that you need to impact. You never know what souls you can touch. I mean, just simple things as teaching math. I'm like, I loved math in school, but the last time I actually did math was in 2010. Like literally 2010. And it is 11 years later, but I still love math. And I mean, maybe my way of teaching it can impact somebody in a different way and help them learn. Maybe my form of artwork. Somebody told me the other day, I've been asking artists about a certain type of artwork, but I never could explain it and I never could find it, but you're the artwork that I've seen and I've envisioned, and I love your work. I'm like, good God Almighty. So we just never know. We just have to be available, be ready with your stuff, put your shit out there, have your cards, have things available for people to see. I mean, whatever it is, you know, put it out there, put yourself out there, allow God to bless you and to bless others through you. Okay? Be a vessel. Be a vessel that God can use. Praise the Lord. Let me stop. I hope y'all have a great night or day or whenever you listen to this. Look in the mirror, tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing, handsome, strong, powerful. You're prosperous, wealthy, healthy, successful. You're making shit happen. That you're focused and that you don't allow anything that's going on around you to take your mind off of your goals. You got to do what you need to do for you. Don't allow people. Do not allow people to deter you from what you're supposed to do. Okay? I just want to make sure y'all realize that. Y'all really need to understand that. People can be quick. And we think, oh yeah, well maybe, shit, well that is right. I never thought about that. Look, cut it out. Okay? You have to live your life for you. It may not seem like it's, you know, correct for everybody. And it's not correct for everybody. You know, it's just not. Everybody has their journey. So let everybody have their journey. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, week, and rest of your month. This is October the 2nd, and I am blessed, prosperous, and making my way through this journey, and I'm about to hit a lick. Praise God. Okay, let me tell you, y'all watching. I hope y'all watching, though. I really hope y'all watching me, though, because I want y'all to be inspired, though. For real, though. Okay? Have a good night, Moni.